but it was an opportunity for me to dip my toe into politics in a way I had never had the opportunity to do so.
And did you enjoy it? Did it speak to you?
I loved it.
And what'd you love about that?
It went back to that base of loving to inform people in a different way, but loving to inform people. It was also, I did love politics. My mother was the mayor of our small town. Okay, so here we come.
I'm your pretty mother who could get the bank loan.
That's right. We move into town when I'm 16 years old. She goes from being the mother of six to becoming, evolving into this life of her own now for the first time. She doesn't have to be the farmer's daughter, the farmer's wife. She doesn't have to be the farmer's wife because my father was retiring. So she's getting involved in all of these different organizations, and she is elected to sit on the city council of my small town. Well, she goes to her city council meeting one night, and the mayor says, "I'm resigning." And she was president of the council, and that automatically made her the mayor of the small town. My mother goes home that night, gets into bed, and my father says, "How was your meeting?" And she said, "How does it feel to be sleeping with the mayor?"
You know, it sounds as though you had a pretty festive home growing up.
You know, it was, again, by that time, I was an only child, and my mother goes off to be mayor. And, you know, we're talking about a town of 900 people.
Yeah.
And we lived on Main Street. So as a teenager living on Main Street, your power level goes very high.
Yes.
Because you know who's in town and who's not.
Yes.
In town, and you're on the phone with your friends. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. But having her as the mayor and me getting into politics was a very interesting time for us. She continued to be mayor as I was at C-SPAN. And the fascinating thing about that would be for us to get on the phone, and she would have seen my show that morning. And then she would tell me about the work that she's doing to get a grant for something in the small town. And I would see this synergy of national and local politics that a lot of people don't get the opportunity to do. And I took that energy, or whatever it was, into the editorial board meetings that I sat on at C-SPAN, you know, where somebody would say, and the editorial board meetings were where to send our cameras, which was a very powerful decision that you were making, because there were limited cameras.
Yep.
To go to hundreds and hundreds of events. I was usually the one sitting there arguing for, you know, we should send a camera to this hearing about grant making in local communities on water issues or something. What, not as sexy, possibly, as some of the national ones, but they liked that I brought that to the table. You know, you win some, you lose. Sometimes you don't get your cameras there. It didn't matter. But the voice was there.
But they liked the voice.
The voice was important to be there.